Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL.com, and I am joined by Rick Chapsky, and we are here with a huge NHL odds boost for all of you today on the Lightning, Capitals, and Bruins to all win. This is boosted to plus 525 at Caesars. So the Lightning are favored over the Senators at minus 200. The Capitals are underdogs against the Golden Knights at plus 135. The Bruins are at minus 105 against the Penguins. So I certainly like the Bruins to win. I do love the Bruins. So with that combined with all the other two ones here, especially the underdog, there's a ton of value here.
Of course, you would like the Boston Bruins, but they have won five straight games. And as you well know, they get Marchand back in that lineup. And man, did he provide a boost for them the other night. And so I really like the Bruins here. And Tampa Bay is Tampa Bay, one of the best teams in the NHL over the last couple of years. And they get Vasilevsky in net. And how couldn't you go against that, especially with a struggling Ottawa team and Tampa Bay after starting the year slow? They've won two in a row in four of their last five. The most interesting one here is that Washington game. You said it, underdogs here today, but the BetQL model actually has Washington as the favorite in this one, and it is a five-star play. So that's a nice boost, getting that plus odds on top of the boost. So it's like a double boost,
and totally.
That's why this is a good play today on these three teams, Boston, Tampa, and Washington, to win today.
Right. And at plus 525, if the model agrees, that's just the cherry on top. So love that. Get this at Caesars at plus 525 and head to betql.com/boost to see all of today's best odds boosts and check out our exclusive sportsbook offers there as well. And follow us on Twitter at Lucille Burge and at RickCZ1. We have our favorite bets for today. I'm looking at the World Series, which will play tonight. We will get baseball finally tonight if it doesn't rain, weather permitting. They should play through the rain or put a roof, do something, because I need baseball back as soon as possible. But this game, I will assume, is going to be played with no rain. Lance McCullers Jr. will still be on the mound, and I like him to go over 5.5 strikeouts. I got this at plus 112 at FanDuel against the Phillies. The Astros are handing him the ball in game three. I think he will rise to the occasion and hit the over on this strikeout total. He's hit the over in both of his postseason starts so far this year. Six strikeouts against the Yankees in the ALCS, seven against the Mariners in the ALDS. When he faced the Phillies in his final start of the regular season, he did hit this under with five strikeouts. So not by a ton, though he did at the under, but with McCullers hitting the over twice in the playoffs so far, the fact that he hit this over in five of his eight starts in the regular season, I like him to go over this total tonight, over 5.5 strikeouts against the Phillies.
I'm taking it. And it's really interesting with that rain. The Phillies got to change up their rotation.
Right?
But the Astros sticking with McCullers. So
confidence in him.
I do like that one. I'm going to go over to the NBA on the hardwood here. The TNT game tonight, the exclusive game, the one everyone's going to be watching, is going to be Minnesota taking on Phoenix. Phoenix, probably the best team in the NBA right now. They have won five straight games, and they're on a home stand right now. And those last three games at home, Lucy, here's their winning margins. Okay. 29, 13, and 15. And that 29 was against the Golden State Warriors. If you remember that, that was prime time as well. Yep. And here you go. So you know the Phoenix Suns are going to be up for it. The Minnesota Timberwolves, on the other hand, a little bit of a slow, shaky start here, getting Gobert in that lineup. They're trying to get used to each other. Five starters have over 30 minutes per game. That's just way too much. They're not getting enough from their bench, and they're on the road. They're in Phoenix for another road game. That's going to be tough. You have to rely on your bench, and Minnesota just doesn't have one right now, and Phoenix does. And so that's why I'm going to take the Suns minus five. There are some 4.5s out there, so if you can find them, take the 4.5, but I'll say that I'm going to take Phoenix minus five as my play of the day.
That is a great one. Love the NBA. We've got NBA, World Series, got a lot going on. No football tonight, but everything else pretty much going on. NHL.
You got Maxion.
You got
Return of the Maxion.
You know, Return of the Maxion. I love it. Maxion. I love it. Yes. Oh, love it. And NHL, of course, because that odds boost is golden. Like the value there. Subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount+.